When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I am very excited to talk to our next guest. You know, the fight game, Leroy.
No bit.
This man's, put your mic on, man. Be a professional.
We got people for that.
We're joined in studio by one of the best boxers on the planet, the monster. David Benavidez is joining us here. David, thanks for the time, man. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you guys for inviting me, and I really appreciate it.
Well, it's good. It's finally, you've been training down in Miami for what, like a year and a half now, 2 years? How long have you been down here?
It's been, it's almost about to be a year in February. I moved down here. I bought a place out here. I still have my place in Seattle, but, you know, because of the cold and the weather over there, I had to get myself something you know, that there's more summer in, so more sunlight. So I came over here. It's a beautiful city, and, you know, I love it here.
It's always wet there.
Yeah, always.
Like, it's always, you, if you get the sun, everybody celebrates. But normally it's gloomy, cloudy, rainy. I remember we used to go play Seattle. It was open.
Yeah.
So it was just miserable.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city, but it's just, there's only 2 months out the summer where the sun really comes out every day, and after that, it's just gloominess and dark and wet and
We were just talking before we got on the air about pro athletes trying to box. Have you seen anybody, any pro athlete that has come across your parts that's kind of decent, like that's not a boxer but is getting in the gym? You're like, yeah, he's kind
of
decent.
Yeah,
like,
we actually have one of my bros. I don't know exactly what his name was, but he trains at Boxer. What's his name? The football player. He's an NFL player, but he's actually pretty good. He just fought on the Boxer card on 11/11. Not too long ago, but he's good. He was an NFL player. But as far from anybody else, that's really kind of the only other professional athlete that I've seen is actually pretty good in boxing. But there's not really that much in the sport of boxing.
You're fighting David Morrell coming up on February 1st, pay-per-view, Las Vegas. Hell of a fight, man. Listen, this is not a you're not taking an easy one here, which is not your style. You're always usually taking the hardest matchups. What made you get to this matchup against David?
So the way this fight was set up is, you know, I've gotten to a point in my career. I've been professional 11 years now, you know what I mean? And I've won four different belts. And my plan was, I was the number one contender at a super middleweight to fight for all the belts against Canelo Alvarez. That didn't happen. So I went up to light heavyweight. I won a belt, this belt that I have right here, the interim title. And I was just looking for the best fight I could possibly make for myself, because at the end of the day, you know, I just want to, I have something to prove, not only to the world, but to myself, that I am the best in the world. And the only other person that was there, you know, besides Bivol and Beterbiev, but is David Morrell. So that was the best fight that I've seen. Not the easiest fight. It's probably the toughest fight besides Beterbiev and Bivol. But I said, hey, I believe in my skills. I know that I'm the best in the world, and I want to prove myself on the big stage to all my people. And this fight, you know, we made the fight happen. T-Mobile Arena, February 1st, and it's going to be a great night of boxing.
You guys got after to that press conference. It seemed like there was not a lot of love lost already between you guys. Is that right off the bat? Was there something beforehand? Because it seemed pretty vicious between you guys when it came to the war words early on.
Well, because the only reason that happened is because at the end of the day, this is a great fighter, and he's trying to go in there and knock me out. You know what I mean? So he had a couple words for me saying that I was running from him, this and that. And, you know, I kind of had to test his temperature and let him know that I'm going to be here all night, and I'm not going to be running from nobody. And then by the time this fight is finished, he's going to know who the best David is. And that's kind of what I showed him. That was, you know, I was just trying to check his temperature real quick.
How is it, you know, because, like, the thing over the last few years is there's been a lot of fights that should have been made. You are willing to do that. You have the belt. You're willing to go ahead on and put yourself out there and fight who's available. Does it bother you that there's some guys that pick and choose and don't want to test whether they're the best or not? They just want to, they don't want to have these big fights.
To be honest with you, the only thing that bothers me is that the person that was doing that is Canelo, and he's, you know, it's not even about him. I don't care what he does, but he was kind of blocking my chance to achieve greatness going up against the four titles. I mean, I know there's a lot of other people in boxing that do that, but, you know, it's not really my business. But, you know, that's the one I did have a problem with, Canelo Alvarez. And, you know, I think now, since Floyd Mayweather, his era came, I think everybody's now is more about protecting their O. And, you know, mm-hmm. if the money isn't right, they're not going to take the chance.
I got you.
But for me, I feel like if you want to get the money right, you got to go through the hardest fights. You know, you got to show the people what you're really made of. And this is what I'm doing with this fight. Every fight that I've taken, they've been hard competitive fights, you know, where it looks like it's 50-50. But I go in there and I do my thing and I show the people why I'm the best in the world.
And the thing that was crazy, but I remember talking to you about this with Vegas, because you didn't want to wait around. You want to make your own path. But, like, there's probably two fights that people really want to see Canelo fight. It's either against you or it's against Terrence Crawford. And it's like, he comes out, it's like, all right, it's nothing. It's no disrespect to Edgar Berlanga, who's a fine fighter, but, like, I think as the fans know, like, we know who we want to see. So, like, when that was the fight made, you're like, did you, like, eye roll at it? Like, were you like, this is really where it's going?
Well, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have had a problem with that fight if Edgar Berlanga would have went out there and really put everything out on the line. He didn't do shit. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say.
It's all right, we got
he didn't do anything.
You know, right.
It was just defense the whole fight, not trying to get knocked out. So it's like when you get an opportunity like that, like, come on, bro. Like,
go after it. Get it.
Everybody's paying high amounts, like $100, $90 for this pay-per-view for you to not even give everything
you got
in there. You know what I mean? So that's what I feel like. That's why Canelo has been avoiding me, because he knows I'm not, you know, I'm going in there, I'm putting everything in that ring. I'm not leaving nothing to chance. And I'm working my ass off, and I know I have 100% confidence in myself. And I know whoever I get in the ring with, I'm going to end up winning. You know what I mean? So the people that Canelo is picking, you know, we all know they're not the best. You know, there's only one guy that everybody wants to see Canelo fight, and that's me. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that that's not happening. But, you know, there's still other great fighters. You know, I always told people that what happens when you don't get a Canelo fight or you get the Canelo fight? Wait, is your career over?
Right.
You know what I mean? You still have to make your own path. You still have to, you know, show the people why you are great. And I feel like my career, if I never get the Canelo fight, it's fine with me. You know, my destiny is chasing greatness.
Mm-hmm.
This fight against Morrell, you know, he's a guy who has finished a lot of fights early. You're a guy, like, you do a lot of your finishing late. Like, you're a storm late in fights. How do you feel like that's going to play into your advantage? Because I don't feel like he's been in there with anybody who can bring it that long through a fight like you.
That's the difference between me and him. He's fought against people that are not really good. That's why he finishes them early. I fought with people that are experienced, veterans in the ring, and I finish them late. So that it's going to be, you know, my experience versus, you know, his him just trying to go in there, you know, trying to score a quick knockout or whatever it is that his game plan is. I don't really know what he's going to try to do. But I'm 100% focused, and I know that this fight is not going to be easy. You know, it's probably going to end in the later rounds. So my plan is to go in there and drown him in the deep waters.
And then do you have your eye on, I mean, Beterbiev and Bivol are going to rematch?
Yeah.
First of all, what did you think of the first fight? Because a lot of people thought Beterbiev got the generous rub there, keeping his belt. So what did you think of the first fight? Did you think Bivol won?
I absolutely think Bivol won. I think, you know, as for combination-wise and ring generalship, Bivol had it. I think maybe Beterbiev stole some of the later rounds, but I think it was clear victory on my part from Bivol. So I'm thinking he's going to win again, you know, to be honest with you. I feel like if he goes in there, he looks a little bit, you know, he does the same game plan. You know, I think he might take the victory this time, because I thought he took it for sure the first time.
I mean, that would be a hell of a feather in your cap, though, David. Like, if you got that matchup down the road, I mean, that's the latest Canelo loss that everybody looks at, and they're like, man, Bivol pieced him up. If you were to go in there and beat Bivol, stop him, whatever that is, take the belt from him and become undisputed, that's kind of like your checkmate move.
Yeah, and I would definitely beat Bivol. I used to spar him back then, and we had some amazing spar sessions, but I always got the better of him. And the last time I sparred him, I was 21, 22 years old. Now I'm more experienced. I turn 28 tomorrow, so I'm coming into my prime. And, you know, I'm just a more focused and more hungrier fighter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Higher than I was when I was 22, so I know this David Benavidez will walk through Dimitri Bivol.
How, you know, so are there any things for this fight? Are you training differently? Like, this is another run at 175. You won the belt in June. How did you like, first of all, just going up to 175 after starving yourself to 168 all those years?
Yeah, so my performance, the way I rate my performance, a lot of people didn't know, but I had a lot of injuries going towards this fight, going into this fight. 7 weeks left to the fight, you know, I had torn a ligament. No, tendon. Yeah, it was a ligament or a tendon. It was a pretty severe injury. They said I needed 7 weeks to recover from that. I'm like, well, I don't got that. I mean, so I'm going to go ahead and use my I'm going to go ahead and just use my left hand. You know, hopefully by the time the fight gets there, this one's going to be recovered. So I'm throwing jab, you know, for like 2 weeks. I think there's 5 weeks left to the fight. I throw an uppercut, and I hit the guy in the top of his head right here. So I actually fractured that. You know, I couldn't even use that either. That hurt a lot. So then I'm like, well, I'm not going to cancel the fight anyway, so I'm going to just give it a couple time. I'll give it some time to heal up. 2 weeks later, I'm sparring in there again. And in the 12th round, it was probably the only 12-round sparring session I did with three different people. In the last round, I go back to the corner, and I get cut in my eye. I get 13 stitches.
Oof.
So there I was like, man, I was really torn up. I'm like, man, I don't know what to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I have this injury, I have a cut. But because the fans mean so much to me, I knew this was a big deal to the people of boxing and to the people of PBC. Gervonta Davis.
There's a monster card.
Headline, and then I'm co-main event. You know, we really don't get big cards like that on the PBC side. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just go in there. And, you know, I'm going to pray for the best. You know, I'm going to pray that my hands are healthy. The stamina is there. Everything is there. So I'm going to just go on with the fight. And I kid you not, in the dressing room, I'm doing mitts. I feel the hand swelling up. I feel this hurt. So I'm already kind of nervous. But I went in there, man. I did a great job. I think I won eight or nine rounds against a veteran. You know, he was a silver medalist in the Olympics, and he was a unified champion, too, in light heavyweight.
His only loss besides you is Beterbiev.
Yeah, it's a Beterbiev. So he's a great fighter. You know what I mean? So I learned a lot from that fight. I learned that I have so much heart. You know what I mean? And nothing's going to stop me. But now with this fight, it's completely different because I don't have no injuries. You know what I mean? My hands are 100% healed. And, you know, I feel like, and with this fight, I'm definitely going to be able to put some weight on my punches. And, you know, when you have two injured hands, you can't really punch at 100%. So now this one, I'm 100%. I feel great. I feel confident. And I can't wait to go in there and perform for the fans.
Having to, like, wait, like, 6 months, too, to, like, get back after it. Like, that's got to be such as a pro athlete. You know, I tell, like, Leroy's like a week you got to wait in a football game. That's crazy. But, like, having to wait that many times to get back in there.
Yeah.
And feel like, all right, now I feel like I'm at peak. Is that a hard thing mentally for you?
Yeah, kind of, because when I had to take 3 months off from my hands.
That's what I'm saying. It probably helped you because you can say, okay, I got through that. Let's sit back and heal.
Yeah.
Let's heal before we get back into it. So you said you like the 3 months.
But the type of person I am, I only like taking a couple weeks off after my fight, and then I go back into the gym. So when I went in back into the gym, I'm like, man, the hand should be good. You know, let me just
hit
that right hand. I'm like, I gotta go check it up. And they told me you can't do nothing for 3 months. He's all, if you want to keep having injuries, and you keep training, he's all, you can't do nothing for 3 months. So I was running and stuff. I still stayed in the gym, but now I'm 100% healed up, and I'm very excited, very happy. My father, Jose Benavides, my whole team Benavides. You know, I'm training with my strength and conditioning trainer, Memo Heredia, again. So, man, I'm very excited.
Is there something about David Morrell? Like, what is, like, the number one thing you guys are worried about that he brings to the table?
I ain't worried about nothing. But as of me being smart, and I got to use all my skills. I got to use my head movement. I got to use my distance. I got to use my cutting the distance. I got to use the ring generalship, body shots. I got to use everything. Basically, I gotta pull all my tools out of the tool bag and use them all that night. But David Morrell, you know what I said? Like, I never took nothing away from him. He looks like he has a lot of KO percentage. He has power. You know, he has speed. But, you know, I feel like what I have in there, you know, I have so much experience. You know, I've been boxing since I was 2 years old. So I have 26 years boxing, you know what I mean? And then I've sparred the best since I was a little kid, and I fought great fighters. I've been at this level, you know, a couple more times than he has. So I'm going to use all that to my advantage come February 1st.
You know, your brother boxed. I wanted this with your dad here. How many fights do you have to break up between you and your brothers? Like how often does this happen? Like, is this happening from the time you guys are in the sandbox, like, immediately? Like,
so my brother back then, I never tried to fight him because he would always beat me up. But then once we got to, like, 14, 15, I started sparring him, and then we started having that little rivalry. But as of tough love, we never had tough love. You know, I've always respected my brother a lot. You know, that was the only reason why I boxed, because I wanted to be like my brother. So as of me fighting him all the time, there was no animosity. Like, there was just really mutual respect from both.
Challenge.
Yeah.
I get to the challenge. Yeah. Come on, old dude. Got you. I got you now. Yeah. He can't mess with you now. Now you're like, bleh.
There's a big matchup coming this week. Tyson Fury, Usyk. What do you think happens in the rematch?
To be honest with you, I think if Tyson Fury remains focused, I don't think he wins. But I think Usyk still beats him. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a more competitive fight. I think the only reason why Usyk, you know, he has to just keep doing his game plan. You know, boxing, cutting the angles, and, you know, looking for that overhand left. You know what I mean? I think if Tyson Fury stays more disciplined and doesn't fool around, it might be a closer fight. But I still got Usyk 100%.
What makes him so good, man? Because he's in there with a bunch of dudes bigger than him. It's, but like, he's so, like, he doesn't seem like he gets rattled by anything. Like, when you watch him as a fellow champion, what makes Usyk so damn good?
The number one thing that makes Usyk the best fighter in the world, in my opinion, is his heart. He's in there with giant, bro. Usyk is not even that much bigger than me. He's like, right, this much bigger than me. He's not buff. He's not none of that. But his movement, his skill, his IQ, you know, right, what I mean? That just sets him apart for some, and his experience. You know, right, I think, well, he has like 2 gold medals or something like that. You know, yeah, what I mean? And he's fought the best. He's fought heavy hitters. He's fought everything. So his experience and his IQ and his heart just sets him apart from everybody.
If Canelo does end up fighting Terrence Crawford, there's some rumblings about that. Do you feel like that's an easy fight for Canelo? Do you feel like Terrence Crawford wins that fight? Like, what do you make of that if that does go down?
To be honest with you, it's like one of those, like, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if Terrence Crawford gives him a great fight, and I wouldn't be surprised if Canelo beats him easy. You know what, right, I mean? Because Terrence Crawford is a great fighter, but he's coming up from, well, his last fight was at 154. And it was a super tough fight.
Yeah.
So imagine he's going up two more weight classes.
168.
Yeah, 168. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's weight classes for a reason. But, I mean, Terrence Crawford, he's a great fighter. So he could definitely make it a great fight. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a hard fight for Canelo.
So you mentioned you think Morrell, it ends, and like you envision, like, after 6th round, you think you're going to wilt him? Like, is that your mind? Or, like, how do you, this fight plays out in your mind against Abraham? He's got nothing for you. Like, what do you think, when do you beat him?
To be honest with you, the way I think of this fight in my mind, I think of it that I got to, you know, establish my game plan and stay consistent in my game plan. I don't, in no time in this fight, I think it's going to be an easy fight. But if I establish my game plan, you know, and do the stuff that I know I could do, I will make it easy. You know what I mean? But I gotta remain focused in there. You know, I can't mess around. I gotta do everything I know how to do, and, you know, just follow the game plan and follow my dad's instructions. And, you know, that's always worked for me, and it's always made the fights that much easier. But I got to stay 100% focused the whole fight.
David Benavidez, go buy his fight against David Morrell in Vegas February 1st, live on pay-per-view. Always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
guys.
Man. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break, get back into that Dolphin if we have to. That Dolphins loss from yesterday. Take a break, back after this.